You're listening to the Mental Ideas Podcast, the only radio show where the lunatics are fully licensed to take over the asylum. I'm Sadie Kay, and so am I. Coming up, Matt Ricardo gives his provocative theories on the power of acceptance of mental illness, and the most honest wellness entrepreneur in the world. Matt Ricardo is an international showman and gentleman juggler. Hiya!
Hello, Sadie. This is Matt Ricardo calling in from London. People will sometimes say it. You're depressed.
Well, I wasn't, but yeah, I'm getting there.
What have you got to be depressed about? Long story short, that's just not how any of this works. This is the cliched and damaging old idea that depression is somehow, even in a tiny way, the sufferer's fault. That something they did helped to cause it. And it's often the first thing that someone might say to you. And they don't mean any harm, but it is ridiculous. You don't blame someone for having the flu unless they spend their days walking around the city licking doorknobs. You don't blame the owner of a broken leg for it not healing fast enough. Seriously? It's still broken? But why? You've got really nice trousers.
Thank you.
You see, you can have nice trousers and still have a broken leg. Oh. You cannot lick doorknobs and still get the flu. Oh. You can have a life that from the outside looks beautiful and fortuitous, and you can still have mental illness.
Mm.
Obviously.
Yeah, if I use this slot to boast about licking knobs, I'd be off the air quicker than you could say. More from Matt Ricardo coming up. In fact, Heinz is a clinically depressed wellness entrepreneur. 'Cause you had a bad day, you take one down,
you sing a sad song just to... A lot of the time, depression can almost overpower me and take over my day. It can dictate whether I'm committed to something or not. It's a real dark place. I've upset people in the recent past because I'm very vocal about depression and mental health awareness. And if people say, "So how you doing?" rather than say, "How are you?" or "Have a good day," I'm the first to say, "Well, have a day."
Oh, it could catch on. Yeah.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Have a day.
Sorry.
I've also been doing a lot of personal research on how depression affects me, because I don't think I'll ever not be depressed. I think it will always be there.
How old were you when you first started displaying symptoms?
I was clinically diagnosed when I was 15, and I was given a lot of antidepressants and things to sleep with and things to calm down. And I found that not only were my dreams highly disturbing.
I think everybody's dreams are pretty disturbing when they're 15.
But I became very reliant on things like Xanax. They're just throwing pills at you to get you normal. What does normal mean, really?
Beats me.
A lot of people that I've met say they never have experienced depression prior to moving to Hong Kong.
Come to Hong Kong. It's the unhappiest place on earth.
I don't think it's Hong Kong in particular. I think it could be New York or Sydney.
No, it is Hong Kong.
It's not a good place for me.
How bad does it get?
Recently I was in hospital in a really bad way. I wasn't able to talk. My body wasn't able to move.
Oh my God.
I was drooling. I couldn't say a word, and my mind was not connecting to my body. And rather than testing me, the doctor says, it's a panic attack. I said, but it can't be. I've had a wonderful day. I went to my box fit class. I went for a long walk with my husband. We had a wonderful day together.
Yeah.
So I find in one way, there is the stigma of you know, depression is not real. And then in the other way, now that people are becoming more aware of anxiety and panic attacks, the doctors are going, here you go, Xanax. It was a panic attack, just brushing it off.
What sort of comments or situations trigger you?
It could be anything anyone can say, and that's it. I just want to lose it.
Oh.
Once somebody had really hurt me, and my response was, well, you know what, I'm crying now, I'm really hurt, I can't stop crying, that you would actually say those things about me. And she said, it's not my responsibility how you deal with what I say, it's your responsibility. And I thought, I wanted it to be a profound moment for you, but it's not. How selfish. Because if you know you're going to hurt another person, why do it?
Yeah.
But I was also bullied when I was younger in high school. I had girls in bathroom throw things at me over the toilet. And with my name being Ifat, some people start to tease me and say, I fat, you fat, you're so fat.
Yeah, well, the chances are they fat now. Some people refuse to be defaults.
Depression has a multitude of causes and triggers, ranging from brain chemistry to trauma to genetics and dozens of other things less easily labelled. It's not sadness. It's sneakier, heavier, sometimes paralysing, sometimes persuasive. People with depression aren't doing it for the attention. Trust me. The shame and lack of control that I have on my dark days are nothing that I'd like attention drawn to in a perfect world. And also, people with depression don't exactly want sympathy. Speaking for myself, top of my list would be understanding. Don't ask me why I'm depressed. The only answer is, well, I have depression. And that's just not a satisfying answer, is it? I wish there was a better one, but there just isn't. But I don't view it as a broken leg or the flu. You know, something that happens to me. I've had it for all my adult life, so I think it's probably healthy to accept that it's a small part of me. Sometimes it's in the background, almost imperceptible. You could forget about it for a while. And other times it's center stage, in the spotlight, laying down the law. I try not to get suckered into trying to answer the why of being depressed. It's arrived at times and in places where it had no earthly reason to. I just accept that it's a companion that I travel through life with. And sometimes it just needs to be ugly.
When I have my bad days, I feel like you're such a joke. But I also have support around me that want to help me achieve my goal. I don't really want to become reliant on a Xanax. I want to learn how to train my mind and body.
What helps?
I have trainers that don't let me get away with not showing up.
Sounds like a nightmare.
But I find the more healthy I am, the better I am.
The most honest wellness entrepreneur in the world.
I think for me, one of the things that keeps me sane is dancing in the rain.
Dancing in the rain? Really?
There's something to be said of it. Go outside and appreciate and feel the rain. I think it's actually quite beautiful, especially if you start to listen to the rain. Dance in the rain. I dare you to try it.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on the show. Have a day. Oh, the sound of a Hong Kong summer. Can't believe I'm doing this. Still, a dare's a dare. What sort of music? I think I'll go with classical. Ah, that's better. Next week on the Mental Ideas Podcast.
Money.
You can download extras on the Mental Ideas platform. That's mentalideas.org. I've been Sadie Kay, and so have I. Have a day.